This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj.
Frida Liu.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And if you want to get in touch with this show, you might want to write this number down. 018-789-8899. 018-789-8899. That's for WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or on Insta Story at BFM Radio. We're going to be discussing first impressions throughout the show today. That's our lead story, why your first impression of others is often wrong. Mm. We started off with a question around 10 o'clock. For some people, their first impression is incredibly important, but can often be terribly wrong. Have you had an experience where your first impression was completely wrong? We'll get to that in a second. Mm. Frida's leading that story. Second story of the day, how Uber have lost $891 million. In the second quarter, there are talks of it being the death of the self-driving division. Number three, the secret to getting work done in an open office. Open offices was something we were touching on quite heavily last week and the week before. And then wrapping up, how Aussies who won't unlock their phones could end up in jail, mate. Oh. So that's our final story of today's show. Right, let's start off with this, why your first impression of others is often wrong. Go on, Frida.
I love this story. Mm. Okay, so this was taken from Fast Company, and it was based on this book by Carla Starr, Can You Learn to Be Lucky? So, and why your first impression is often wrong, your initial judgment about another person is often a reflection of you and says very little about the person you're judging. So the way that others evaluate you, your photo, your resume, your tattoo, your first date cardigan, follows the same process of placing marbles on a scale as soon as they get any information. So we form impressions of people the same way we form an impression of anything, right? As soon as our scale of marbles starts tipping one way, we begin to develop a hunch and then start gathering evidence to back that up by selectively picking up the marble that's easiest to pick up. So here's the thing. Our brains are lazy and time is limited. So as we get more options...
humans, that's right, isn't it?
Right? And as we get more options, we become more superficial about everything. So basically, we get around choice overload by ignoring most of the options that have been made available to us. This is according to a decision-making researcher, Peter Todd. He said, consider what this decision-making strategy looks like in the context of a professional life. Mm. How stiff the competition really is. We might mistakenly assume that producers, managers, promoters, or agents will make it to the end of our real portfolio short story. But if we do have a crappy website, they might not even get to the rest of our application. Now, so here, and this is great. I'll go on a little bit more about the story. And we were having this discussion earlier on, and first impression, you were talking about first impression meeting someone. And then I was saying that when I meet someone, this is something that I've learned, to just put a 10 on someone's forehead and just sort of treat that person well. And then, you know, they can prove me wrong or prove me right.
And over time, that 10 might become a 7, it might become a 4 or 11.
Yeah, whatever, right? Okay. So that's something that I have learned along the way, and we still have our judgment filters. Mm. I'm sure we do.
Oh, yes.
Right? But it's just like, I guess, just to make a person at ease, that's the thing. But when it comes to something that's written to me, I get very judgmental.
On a first impression?
On the first impression.
Ah.
People writing in for a job and their typos.
Right.
All right. And for me, it's like, you don't pay attention to the little details. You must not pay attention to the big stuff.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
So you write an email to Frida, F-R-E-D-A, and then after that, at BFM.my, and then you type, Dear F-R-I-E-D-A.
Oh, she's going from Frida to Friday.
Ah, right. Or whatever. You know, but it's just like, So what about you, though?
Okay. I have been told and reminded fairly recently that I am very quick to judge people, and I am guilty of that. I will put my hands up. This is how I was raised. My parents kind of raised me in that way of you dress nice, you act nice. When you walk into a room, you make eye contact with everybody. Essentially, my dad says, pretend that you're Kennedy walking into a room. That was his way of making a first impression. And that's always kind of stuck with me. So when I meet people for the first time and they're not immediately, I know people are not amazingly charismatic and whatever, but there are times when if they are, and this sounds really fickle, but for me, it's something important. If I'm going for people come for a job interview, for example, and they're not dressed appropriately
for the occasion,
that really irks me. And, okay. And I think, well, you know, you should have done a little bit of research. You perhaps should have put on a shirt and maybe some trousers. And then by the second week, if you've got the job, you can wear whatever you want. Okay. But for that first interview,
right?
It becomes, you know, this is something you should be really pushing for me. And then just over fairly recently, I was at a wedding fairly recently, and there was somebody there who turned up at a wedding completely inappropriately dressed, in my opinion, you know, wearing a peaked cap and whatever, at a wedding. And I'm thinking to myself, why would you do that?
Right.
You know, and it's not the first time I've met him, but it's like it kind of added to my already judgment of this character.
I remember Arvin coming in for the job interview in his t-shirt, and yet we still hired him.
Yeah. Did I come in my t-shirt?
I don't know. I think
I know he came in with a singlet and shorts.
Of course you did.
Yeah, yes. I just went for a swim. No. But I used to be very judgy of people, and then I noticed that it was something about myself. Like, I used to, not judgy, like I would sort of give the person my own backstory, and you know what, why this person was doing this or why they would be this way, and I would sort of either make friends with them or I wouldn't distance myself, but I wouldn't try as much.
Right.
Up to the last, I think in the last 5 years that has changed. Like, I've sort of, you know, when I see a person, I don't give them any labels. I don't give them my own, I don't project anything from myself onto them. And everybody gets like an equal sort of chance.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I find that it's worked out pretty well.
I know this is something I need to look at, I mean, about myself as well. And as it says there in that first paragraph, Frida, your initial judgment about another person is often a reflection of you and says very little about the person that you're judging.
Okay, right. So there's the thing as well, right? You know, I love dressing up and everything. And I dress up for me, but it's also a case of, am I putting my best foot forward?
Right.
Right, and then that's where I know you want to be like be yourself, but then is this your best foot forward?
Right. Okay, so what we want to do, folks, is for those of you that are tuning in today, this is the question that we're asking. You know, have you had an experience where your first impression of somebody was completely wrong, or vice versa? You know, have you given somebody the wrong impression? Perhaps let us know. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and get us on Twitter and on Insta Story at BFM Radio. Yes, Arv.
You know what'll be interesting if this thing was flipped, not so much for the professional environment, but for like dating.
Right.
So then what happens? Then what happens?
Like, oh, we've got a story about that, haven't we?
Oh, yeah?
About one of our colleagues, in fact, if she's listening. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so it does mention here as well, right? What you have to do is that, hiring, dating, that sort of thing. So when was the last time you got a bad feeling about someone and then generally tried to prove your hunch wrong? So improving a decision requires corrective feedback. So you have to concede that you could be completely and utterly wrong and perhaps take your chance to hire, date someone irrespective of your weird feeling.
Okay.
Okay? You then have to try and figure out where that source of feeling comes from and then work to eliminate those biased sources of information. And I have my, you know, in a dating situation, I have my alarm bells.
Right, right.
It's just the same sort of same sort of person that I'm attracted to, or is it just me being biased? So he says, how can we learn to make better judgments? Some tips said, we're not going to fix our biases overnight, but we can start by acknowledging and accepting that our brains are wired to follow a flawed process. So next time you find yourself jumping to a judgment, whether it's meeting someone first time or assessing whether the person you're interviewing is worth hiring, ask yourself, are you responding to the information in front of you or to the assumptions you're making from that information?
Interesting. So to touch on what Arvin was just said, I'm not going to name the particular colleague, but this person met another person somewhere and they immediately did not hit it off. You know, one person said, I thought you were a little bit rude, and the other one says, you're not very friendly. And then fast forward just a little bit while later and they are now married. So often that first impression, as we've said, it's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to take a short break whilst you guys mull that over. Let us know 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or on Twitter and Insta Story at BFM Radio. Has there been a time when your first impression has been completely wrong? Have you given somebody the complete wrong impression? What was yours, Arv?
The wrong impression?
The flip. You wanted to flip it around as well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You mean like if I project myself onto the person before?
Yes.
Yeah. So the last 5 years is when I stopped doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to take this short break. Music coming up from Block Party with This Modern Love here on BFM 89.9. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.